why doesn't Lucio own a better gun? He broke it down. Welcome to Greekly News Desk for the week of April 8th, 2017. I forgot to change the date in the show notes.
April Fools. So, got you good.
I am Simon Atwell, and as always, I'm joined by...
Oh, hey, how you doing? I didn't see you there, listener. My name's Andrew Dupe.
Why? Why did you do that? just why? This is a serious question. Why'd you do that?
Yeah, why not? I didn't see a listener standing there.
What if they're not standing? What if they're sitting? What if they're lying down?
I didn't see anybody. Maybe I still don't see him. Probably. Maybe I thought I saw a listener.
I don't see any listeners. Nobody's come downstairs yet.
No listeners here. Move along.
Move along. These aren't the listeners you're looking for. Anyway, I'm sure I had something to say, but it's all gone. So I guess we should just get right into our notes and stuff we want to talk about.
You're welcome for streamlining the intro.
Yeah, if you call it that. So first, we have pre-reinvading. So there is a teaser onto YouTube for an Invader Zim movie, TV movie, that is what I've seen.
Yes.
So that's cool, if you like Invader Zim. It's not much in the trailer, it's mostly just him talking with a black screen. And then you hear, grr,
doom, 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 doom.
That's it, hear Zim talk, and grr, and then maybe a date. Or maybe it was just the name of Invader Zim, I don't remember.
I think it was just the name.
It's been like almost the better part of a week since I actually watched this teaser. So I don't actually remember.
Invading Zoom.
Oh yeah, it did say invading soon. You're right. So no date, but yeah, Invader Zim is coming soon. TM. So that's cool. Invader Zim's fine. I'm not a huge fan of Invader Zim, but I understand why people like it.
I like it a lot. I didn't like it when it came out, when it was airing, but I came back to it, and...
You mean Tom brought you back to it?
Yes, Tom brought me back to it, and I'm like, this show is amazing. Still really weird and creepy.
Very weird. Everybody looks... Those eyes, man, everybody's eyes are fucking wrong.
Yeah, and they, like, pretty much kill a kid in one episode.
Yeah, well, as long as you don't see any blood.
Yeah, but, you know, it was heavily implied that he died. He did stop being dead later, but it was really weird to see it in a kid's cartoon.
Well, I mean, it's a... not quite kid's cartoon. I mean, I guess it is, but it's like older kids.
Yeah, but it still aired cartoon on the same networks at the same time, so...
Yeah.
Same slot. But, yeah, you definitely have a more appreciation for it when you are... older.
Holdero?
Yeah.
Colorado?
It's like Animaniacs and such. They get a whole new life when you're older. Johnny Bravo. I can't believe that was for kids.
I can't believe that was for anybody. I don't like Johnny Bravo.
Okay.
We've had this discussion before. Many times, actually. Probably on mic and definitely off mic.
Definitely off mic. It is pretty great. The Scooby-Doo Johnny Bravo crossover episode is one of the best cartoons I've ever seen.
I can't see without my glasses. I can't be seen without my glasses. Yeah. That's a really, I don't know what that voice was. It certainly wasn't halfway to Johnny Bravo like I wanted it to be. I don't know what I was doing.
That was great. That was a great scene.
It's the only thing I know about it. Literally, I know it happened and I know that scene. Or two lines, I suppose.
So, it's a great time for cartoons. What with a new Zim and some new Jack.
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 And other stuff that Rebels is good. But Rebels is good. They just wrapped up their third season.
Morty's the thing that's still happening.
Rick and Morty just, aired. Started airing.
Yeah.
Other things. It could be a renaissance, I guess, if you wanted to be that kind of an asshole and say that.
I do.
Of course you do. It's because
you're an asshole. Cartoon renaissance.
All right, let's move to the next thing, which is that Universal gets invincible. So, you know who Robert Kirkman is, Andrew?
No.
He's the guy who wrote Walking Dead.
Oh.
And he was the showrunner until, like, what, 2 seasons ago where he left because he didn't like where they what they were doing or something. I don't know.
Zoot Delore, I have not heard this.
But that he left, like, 2 seasons ago?
Yeah.
He left, like, 2 seasons ago because he's kind of a dick, by all reports, and, you know, he got didn't get along with somebody at AMC, I guess. AMC? Yeah, AMC.
Yeah, AMC.
So he left. He's done showing up for the past couple seasons.
Interesting.
Anyway, another thing he wrote is called Invincible, where it is him doing a superhero comic, really. And, I mean, apparently people have been... Because it's also fairly popular. Maybe not quite as popular as Walking Dead. But it's also it's still got a good amount of popularity at Image. And so, basically, since they've started making Walking Dead, he has been fielding questions of, hey, what about Invincible? When's that coming? Or wherever. So now there's news about that. Because I guess his answer was always like, oh, we're waiting for the right team. Which is a not answer, yeah. By the way.
Yeah.
And I guess that right team is Universal Studios and Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg. I don't know who Evan Goldberg is.
I don't either.
Apparently they will write, direct, and produce the movie for Universal Studios. So that's a thing. Invincible started more sort of tongue-in-cheek, but then, you know, eventually Robert Kirkman was like, nah, I'm Robert Kirkman. I gotta start doing graphic-y, serious shit. And get a little more serious with different artists and stuff. So that'll be interesting. And almost definitely R or close to R rated, since Kirkman and Seth Rogen, one way or the other together, they'll probably make some R-rated something. You know?
I do know.
Especially since Deadpool, Logan, you know, that's a thing you can do now with superhero movies.
To make them rated R.
If they need to be.
Yeah. Or, I mean, if they don't.
No. My hope is if they need to be, don't do useless.
I don't know.
Useless. Throw in 3 extra fucks just so you rated R or something stupid.
Because they seem to be going that way with cinematic universes. Now everybody's got to have one.
A cinematic... Oh, yeah. Who... There was something I saw that they wanted to have a cinematic universe like Marvel. And I was like, you're going to make like 2 movies out of this. Fuck you.
Yeah, there's the monster... the monster cinematic universe, like Frankenstein's monster and the Mummy.
Sure. That's not what I... Maybe it was the Mummy.
The Mummy is supposed to be the first one.
Maybe it was the Mummy that was saying it, and I was like, no, you're dumb.
And there's...
Also, I watched the better part of a trailer for that, and I was like, man, this is terrible. you want to see a trailer with every crappy trope in it? Go watch the Mummy trailer. It's not good. Also, Tom Cruise, what are you doing? Come on.
Just being Tom Cruise. Also, there's talk of the G.I. Joe Transformers Hasbro Cinematic Universe.
Sounds terrible, and also does not make any sense.
And currently, it's up to Michael Bay.
G.I. Joe and Transformers should not be in the same cinematic universe.
Also, Michael Bay says he currently has 14. Yeah, 14 stories.
Transformers stories. It's ridiculous. This sounds terrible.
Everybody got a cinematic universe. Yeah.
No. You don't need it. So, anyway, so we don't have any dates for this because, you know, obviously it just sort of struck a deal going back to Invincible now. But there's a fair amount of content in the comics of Invincible, so if it does do well, you can probably expect at least, you know, 3 movies out of it. Or who knows, maybe if the movie does well, they'll do a TV show.
Who knows?
Why are you looking up Console Wars?
Because the Goldberg guy is credited as a writer and producer on the documentary of the Console Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the book. About Sega.
Sega.
Specifically Sega, Sega America.
Sega and Nintendo America, wasn't it?
Yeah. But it's Nintendo more focused on Sega.
I've never actually read the book.
It's really good.
I've just heard you probably and probably Evan and Chris on Good Job Boy, named up, talk about it.
Name drop.
Chris, who was also at when they dug at the Atari, dug in the Atari documentary, probably in the background, because he was just there when they dug up the landfill.
The mythical landfill.
Of games that were not all E.T., but were mostly E.T.
Yeah. That was a cool legend. It's kind of weird that that's happened.
Yeah. It's weird. It's just weird that everything about that was weird.
Yes.
Anyway. So, you know, that's something to look forward to. We'll get more news. When we get more news about Invincible, I'm sure we'll talk about it here.
Don't touch that dial. Leave it here for months.
Sounds terrible. It sounds like every other podcast you get such a backlog in. And trust me, I know, podcast backlogs are the worst.
Yeah.
Trying to catch up.
It's especially when you're starting a new one and they already have a back catalog of like hundreds of contiguous, I think is the word I'm looking for, where they all string together.
Sure. You could probably just say continue. Well, I guess it's not really continuous because continuous would be one recording, one many hours long. Yeah. Contiguous, something like that.
Something like that.
It's like the United States, everything but Alaska and Hawaii.
Yes.
It's not continuous. Maybe it is. It's something close to that. I don't know. I don't live in the States, so I don't use that word.
No. I've probably only heard it from, like, podcast ads.
Sure.
When they talk about Blue Apron.
Anywhere in the United States, except for Alaska and Hawaii.
And some, no, I think it is available in some food deserts, is what it said.
Food deserts?
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
They keep mentioning it in the ad copy. I've never looked it up.
I don't know, but I like the term. Anyway, let's move on to TV here. Food deserts. Anyway, New Warriors have Freeform. So, Freeform, which also, I believe here is actually called ABC Family. Or maybe the Family Channel. I've seen both of them. Or also known as CBN Satellite Service, because apparently this one thing can't have enough fucking names.
Mm.
Fucking ABC.
ABC.
They have ordered a 10-episode season of New Warriors from Marvel.
Well.
To air in 2018. New Warriors traditionally has always been like younger heroes, sort of like a pre-Avengers or, New Mutants at all?
No.
Well, they were younger. They were mutants who were still in school, but they were also a team sent out on, like, light missions. Like, X-Men who weren't quite X-Men yet.
Hmm.
That's basically what the New Warriors were. They were for non-mutant heroes. So they were always sort of younger heroes. But, you know, trained into a in a team, training their powers so they can be, you know, not just, oops, I accidentally blew up that building. My bad.
Mm. Was that the cartoon?
I'm sure they probably had one.
Mm. Okay.
There was comics, too. I'm just, generally, widely, I can't remember the term. I've lost my term. It's gone.
You're just making us familiar with the concept?
Yes, that's it. Concept. I'm going with the concept, not any specifics here, because I don't know.
Gotcha.
But I know that this one specifically will feature Squirrel Girl, apparently heavily, from what I hear, which is fine. I like Squirrel Girl.
Yeah.
She's funny, which is supposed to be that this is sort of a comedic idea, this New Warriors one, probably in the same vein as that Alan Tudyk one.
Oh, the...
Yeah, the one in the DC one where he's Bruce Wayne's cousin. Powerless.
Powerless. Powerless, yes. Have you seen Powerless?
No, I haven't gotten onto it yet. I haven't even seen Legion yet. I hear Legion is fantastic.
Yeah, I hear Legion is good, but something about critics.
Oh, fuck critics.
But yeah, like I've been watching Iron Fist.
No, Iron Fist is great.
And yeah, critics hate it. It's probably one of my favorite.
No, it's fantastic. I mean,
the series.
There are some real bad parts, and in halfway through that season, Colleen calls her sword, like, Finn, or Iron Fist, their Danny's, you sort of swinging her sword around in the dojo, and she calls it a katana. I'm like, it's not a katana. That's the only thing, that really bugged me, because she should know better. It's too short. That's clearly one of the shorter blades. Nerd. And the katana is only the long blade. Nerd. I was like, he could call a katana, and it makes perfect sense that he wouldn't know.
Because he's a white boy.
Because he's physical martial arts. I'm sure they probably didn't use katanas in Kunlun. But she should know that's not a katana.
I like how in the show he just like says no to all weapons.
Oh.
He is all fists.
He's got Luke Cage hands? You mean how he breaks them? That's what Erica said. Luke Cage hands. He broke a weapon or broke something with his hand. She's like, oh, he's got Luke Cage hands.
And I was like, that's funny.
I mean, I guess. It's not wrong. You're not wrong. Anyway, what were we talking about? Marvel. Marvel TV
Squirrel
stuff. Marvel TV stuff. Funny. Powerless. All right, that's how it got there. Powerless, because it's supposed to be a little funnier. I do want to get them onto Powerless. Apparently, they have some JLI people in it.
Ooh.
Which is funny, because JLI was like, Justice League of America was serious, whereas Justice League International was like, yeah, we're serious, but we're also dumb.
Mm-hmm. And it's just like Alan Tudyk.
Yeah, that's also true. Alan Tudyk's fantastic. So this will be the second series, Marvel series, that will be taken to Freeform or ABC Family or whatever the fuck else. Because they also have Cloak and Dagger scheduled to start in winter 2018. I like Cloak and Dagger.
Cloak and Dagger
are fantastic. Cloak is a guy, I actually don't know if he has powers or if he has a magic cloak. I'm not sure. He showed up in the Spider-Man cartoon. Web Warriors was the latest season. You know, the one that's on Netflix. He's got a magic cloak and he can use it to teleport and or absorb weapons and shit. He basically is intangible when he wants to be. And Cloak or Dagger has like psychic dagger type things, but I don't think they're quite psychic daggers. Anyway, Cloak and Dagger, fantastic. Classic Marvel heroes that have been redone periodically.
Yeah, that costume's something.
What, Dagger?
Yeah.
He has Or Cloak. Which one?
Both.
Well, Cloak doesn't really have a costume. He has a cloak.
Yeah.
Cloak's costume is cloak.
Like all the drawings are like boof, woof, woof, woof.
Oh, yeah. He's always, yeah. The cloak is always woof. It's always windy.
Billowing. I believe is the word.
Yes. But it's always woof.
Woof.
So we have no official word if this is in the Marvel, the MCU, but it is ABC. ABC, who does Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Technically, this is ABC, who does Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
So it might be. It's Freeform, which is owned by ABC. So I don't know. Because Legion,
we'll find it.
Legion and Runaways, because that's FX and Fox, won't be.
Yeah.
Almost guaranteed, because Fox. So.
But who knows? Who knows?
Who knows? But that sounds kind of cool. And I like Squirrel Girl. And I always like the New Warriors / Young Mutants things. I always kind of like that.
I like Squirrel Girl.
Yep. I have a pop of Squirrel Girl that I got in one of the Marvel Collectors core boxes. It's got a squirrel pop. That's like,
that's
like
what I was
the smallest squirrel pop thing I've ever seen.
That's awesome.
It's pretty fantastic. Oh, you just Googled Cloak and Dagger?
Yeah.
You got a story about their timetable?
Yeah.
Is it December 2018?
It is.
Like the article that I read.
So mark your day planner.
For the whole month.
For the whole month. And then don't tune your podcast dial off of this podcast for that month.
A whole another year and some, because it's December 2018?
Yeah, the whole year. Because we'll be bringing you information.
Heat.
Hot exclusives.
No, nothing exclusive here.
So much exclusives. You can't find this on Google.
Anyway, next. Also, it's got Defenders. So keeping with Marvel, the Defenders are coming.
Defender?
In August. That would be August of this year.
That's soon.
I believe it's this year. Let me just go check this little elevator cam thing. If this was originally posted on I don't remember what Twitter thing posted it. But then it went private. It was this little video of them in an elevator, like by an elevator security footage.
Yeah.
And then you have Sigourney Weaver's voice saying, going down, and then Jessica punching the camera. Basically, that's all it is. But the timestamp at the end of it, you get a couple of seconds of black. And the timestamp is 8/18/2017.
Mm-hmm.
So, that would be August 18th this year. That's when Defenders is going to launch on Netflix. But they put it probably on the wrong one, and then they made it private, and it's since been reposted on the Defenders Twitter, this little video thing.
Still weird that there's only two heroes who have a secret identity in the MCU. There's the Spider-Man and Daredevil.
I was like, Daredevil?
Yeah.
I forgot about Spider-Man as an MCU. Yeah, no, it is kind of funny. Also, this thing originally you could find, it said like a thing in the video or something, I don't know, but there's NewYorkBulletin.com, NYBulletin.com, which I have a link to in the show notes, is this like fake, it's like a fake website for the newspaper, the New York Bulletin that what's-her-name works at now.
Oh, yeah.
In the article I read, it was supposed to lead to an article or something about the people, the, you know, the Defenders themselves, but it does not really. It does have a little, like, 2.5-minute video of a preview of their exclusive interview with the Rand power duo of Ward and Joy Meacham.
Awesome.
And it's got a little ad in the corner, like a really shitty-looking ad for Chikara Dojo. And the bottom has covers, so it's a covers archive, so it's something about Danny coming back and Luke getting arrested and the Devil of House Kitchen. And it has one that's really old, which is really weird, because then the other one on the right side is when Jessica moves in with Patsy.
This is pretty great.
Trisha Walker and her mom, which is like years before the other four covers archive.
Yeah, it's all just related articles,
I guess. And then in the everyday, the Heroes of New York, spotlighting everyday New Yorkers. I recognize the guy on the left. I don't know why. I don't know this firefighter in the middle. Mm. Yeah, and the subscribe links to some Tumblr page, which is weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
I don't have a Tumblr, so I don't know what that Tumblr is.
I also don't have Tumblr.
Look on the everyday New Yorkers.
Mm.
Who's the rightmost picture?
Mm-hmm.
It's Claire.
I feel kind of bad for Claire.
What?
I feel kind of bad for her.
Oh, feel kind of bad. Okay, yes.
She just wants to do her thing, and then it's just, oh no.
Always meet super people.
There's another one of these damn super people dragging me into crap.
Well, it's because she's Night Nurse. Her and Rachel McAdams are going to be Night Nurse. The two Night Nurses. Rachel McAdams' character in Doctor Strange actually had the name of one of the Night Nurses, which we've talked about before.
We have.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, August 18th. The Defenders. I have to finish Iron Fist still. I haven't finished it.
I haven't finished it either, but I'm close.
I guess that means you finished Luke Cage.
I have not.
How have you not finished Luke Cage?
Because reasons.
You should finish Luke Cage before you watched Iron Fist. You should have.
No.
Yes.
I wanted to watch an episode, see what it was about, and then, you know, get back to
Luke Cage. So is Mass Effect Horizon all over again?
Yeah. It was really good. I like kung fu stuff.
You're a terrible person.
I'm a terrible person.
Because this is after Luke Cage.
It is.
Are you halfway? You said you're almost done, so you're more than halfway through?
In Luke Cage?
No.
Or
Iron Fist.
Iron Fist? Yeah, more than halfway through.
You're a terrible person. You're spoiling yourself.
Eh.
Kind of. I don't know. It's not said explicitly, but, you know, it's hinted at. Anyway. Let's move on to Gamez.
I like games.
I like fun. The video games.
Video games.
Okay, so, Andrew, let's start with something you care about probably way more than I do.
Definitely more. Xbox Scorpio.
Project Scorpio.
Project Scorpio.
Wasn't that the one where Homer got the job elsewhere? No, his name was Scorpio. It wasn't his evil plan. Oh. His boss, who had the James Bond. Right.
This is a Simpsons. I don't know many Simpsons.
Oh, you don't? It's a pretty famous one, I thought.
I don't know.
I think he had to go into witness protection or something. I don't remember why he got a new job somewhere. I don't remember. Anyway, Project Scorpio.
Project Scorpio. Microsoft has released the specs of this bad boy.
Bad boy.
And it is pretty good.
Pretty good.
This is going to be a good console. And I believe the idea with this is to make a, you know, just an iterative Xbox, continuing the Xbox brand. They've confirmed that it will make actual Xbox One games run better.
It will up-res them? Not up-res, up something?
Yeah, they're basically making this more a PC and less a console. Yes. It still does the whole, like, self-contained environment so you can make things run easier than on a PC. You have less of those
little bugs here and there that you can't deal with. Yeah. You have to watch for this. This thing has this problem, but this thing has this problem.
Yeah, because it's all the one system. It's the idea anyway. But this one has a 4K Blu-ray.
Sony makes money on every console they make.
Yeah, but it's weird because this still has a 4K Blu-ray, and no PlayStation has a 4K Blu-ray.
No, they don't have 4K, no. Which is funny, yeah.
It's funny, it's weird. They're selling their product better than Sony is.
Yep, but they still gotta get... Oh, because Sony doesn't care. They're like, hey, you make them, sure. Give us the money every time you make them.
Man, it's weird.
Although it's not... It's also not Sony PlayStation that owns Blu-ray. It's Sony something else, because, you know... compartments and all that.
But you'd think, you know, Sony.
Yeah. No, that's not how businesses work.
No.
People don't talk.
No. But, on paper, everything is way better than the Pro. The PlayStation 4 Pro.
Well, yeah, this is supposed to be a bigger jump, isn't it?
Yeah, it's supposed to be a big jump, and it's supposed to actually run all native 4K video games. Which is cool.
Sure.
If you have a fancy 4K TV.
If it matters to you.
Yeah, if you can afford a 4K TV, probably in a case to afford this thing.
Be an early adopter on it, yeah.
Yeah. And there's talks of the... VR to go with it.
The Scorpio VR.
Yeah, And that's coming more on that
later.
Later.
They just want to say, hey, we're going to have news when we have news. Yeah. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen there. They've showed some pictures of the system, and there is confirmed no port for the Kinect, and no word on whether the adapter will work for it or not.
Or if they're just going to drop any type of motion control like it's hot.
Yes.
Although with VR, that would be weird. But I guess, actually, VR with Kinect could work really well.
I think so.
Yeah, no, VR with Kinect would be fantastic.
Because Kinect is really good.
If you're in a well-lit room.
Even not a well-lit room. It works really well in a not well-lit room. For the one?
What did they have at that bar?
That was the one.
That one didn't work so well. But also, that was stupidly dim and, like, blue.
Well, that I don't think that was the Kinect's fault. That was more our positioning.
Oh, that might also be true.
That was entirely it. Because there wasn't, like, a good space for it.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah. It works really well. Because I've used it a lot in the dark to just navigate menus, Netflix. You know, the good stuff. And it's all really accurate. And it's really creepy because you can calibrate it and you can see, like, what it sees, and it goes through all these spectrums, and it's like predator vision.
That sounds terrifying.
It's got, like, night vision, it's got heat vision, it's got the regular...
Why does it have heat vision?
Because...
I guess that's just normal spectrography.
Yeah.
Still, it sounds creepy when you say it's got heat vision.
Yeah, because it's kind of cool, because, like, in the fitness stuff... Mm-hmm. It tracks, like, what you're moving, what muscles are getting hotter, so
I suppose.
That makes sense. Actually using that one, it, you know, lets you know, hey, that's good. Stretch this one more.
I suppose that makes sense, actually.
And it works really well. And, like...
Still sounds creepy.
With Alien, it tracks your heart rate, and it reflects it in the game, so you can hear your heart through the game.
Alien versus Predator?
No.
That's all I can think of what you said with Alien.
Alien...
Yeah, I know the game. I don't know what the subtitle was. Yeah, apparently not a very great one. I never played it.
I hear it was good.
Oh, I don't know.
I want to play it. It's just I don't want to spend too much money on it because I'm a scaredy cat.
Yep, that's fact.
Speaking of scaredy cat, I saw a trailer for a movie.
And it wasn't it?
It wasn't it. It was one of the ones that like comes in before a YouTube video and you can't skip it.
Oh, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
And... Oh, man.
What was the
stupid doll. The Chucky? Stupid... No, the actually scary one.
Chucky?
No, Chucky's not scary. It's the new one. It's like a little girl doll.
I have no idea. The only doll I know is Chucky and Jigsaw. And Jigsaw, I mean, it's not really a doll. Unless it is. I never watched the last, you know, 7 Saw movies.
Like, you know the Insidious people...
Yes.
They got that other split off from Insidious where it's those guys who solve those mysteries.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't remember. Anyway, I was more or less forced to watch this and I stopped it and just closed the tab.
No, I tell you what, Googling Insidious doll does not help.
But it's a prequel for this movie. Let me Google it.
I mean, I tried Insidious Doll. I said it was Doll Girl, which is an Insidious wiki. Teenage girl. The ghost of a teenage girl existing in...
It's a prequel for where this doll...
Happened in Insidious.
Here we go. I typed doll prequel and I got it.
That's been a good one too.
Annabelle Creation.
Never heard of it.
So it's this Annabelle doll.
Anna? Bell doll. Oh, that's a pretty creepy looking doll.
Yeah. So I think the doll had its own movie after it was
Annabelle,
in
a 2014 mystery thriller, an hour and 40 minutes long.
It was in one of the other movies that was part of like the not Insidious but the other one.
Sure.
It's got like begins with a P.
Sure. I don't know.
It's got the same guy in it, and it was directed by the same people, and it's all horror movie. I can't differentiate them.
All horror movies are the same.
The Conjuring. It was The Conjuring.
Man, that's horrorist.
It is horrorist. They're all scary, and I hate them all. Yeah, this trailer is freaky.
How did we get to this?
I don't know.
We were talking about Scorpio.
Oh, Alien.
Alien.
Scary.
Yep.
So Scorpio... If you want, I will read the actual stats, specs.
Statistics?
Yeah.
Sure, why not? Give us a quick rundown.
Okay.
Quick, like a bunny.
Quick like a bunny. So, we got 8 custom x86 cores clocked at 2.3 gigahertz.
That sounds fast.
For your CPU. Now, our GPU is 40 customized compute units at 1,172 megahertz.
That one, I have no idea what it means.
I don't either.
Okay, that's good. I sort of have a half idea of the CPU having 8 cores and all that. I get that,
yeah.
Kind of.
CPU, I get. I don't know what this...
Not the GPU.
This customized compute units. Its memory is 12 gigabytes of GDDR5 RAM.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad at all.
Memory bandwidth of 326 gigabits a second.
What the fuck does that? What the hell is memory bandwidth?
How much memory gets like pumped through it? Like it can move back and forth, you know?
No, I don't know. And that was a poor explanation. As I understand that,
imagine
what bandwidth is, and I understand what memory is.
Yeah,
but why does it matter?
Because really, the more you can. Pass through at a time, the more information you get faster. So the more you can keep in the stream, and then you can pump it out to your screen, more information. So that's how you can get the native 4K going, because you got more information being dropped off faster.
So it's faster.
Yes, faster, but more. More faster.
Everything everything faster. About this so far has been, hey, it's fast.
Yes. The hard drive is the exact same as the Pro. Is 1 terabyte, 2.5-inch hard drive, which is the standard, like, laptop-y looking size hard drive that you can replace yourself.
Yep.
But it comes with a terabyte, so you're going to probably be good.
Yeah, and it's then pretty big.
It's 4K. Pretty sizable. 4K ultra high definition Blu-ray.
4K.
4K. Which is the same Blu-ray that the Xbox One S has.
Xbox One S. That's not the one you have.
No, I just have...
You had day one Halo something before the S was a thing.
Just day one.
Sure, whatever, I don't know. Anyway, so that sounds cool if you're into video games and specs. Do we don't have a price tag on that yet, do we?
No.
Sounds like a lot.
yep. It's probably more on E3. And I imagine it's going to be comparable to the Sony version.
Maybe. I guess we'll find out later, man.
Probably E3.
Probably. All right. Let's go to...
Overwatch Uprising?
Yeah. We'll talk about that. I realize we probably should have put it at the end of games, because it's kind of a game, but it's also a comic.
Yeah.
But oh well. We're talking about it now. Because there was, 4 days ago, Blizzard released a new webcomic for Overwatch called Overwatch Uprising.
A little more of a Tracer story.
A little more, kind of.
A little more
She wasn't featured in it as much as...
They made it seem.
Yeah, as the write-ups made it seem, yeah.
Yeah.
It was more Soldier.
Mm.
And there was some Anna. And a little McCree, and a little Gabriel Reyes.
Yeah, that's the guy's name.
Reaper.
We can talk about what's in the comic, right? Like, specific? We don't care about spoiling
stuff. It's a webcomic.
Yeah, okay, yeah, so there's the one panel where he's in his office, and it talks about Overwatch, murdered or dead.
Overwatch, like, yeah. Overseer.
Operative or something murdered. Yeah. Do you know anything about that?
No, not off the top of my head, but I know there were a couple of Overwatch, forming Overwatch members who we haven't heard anything about, basically. We know that they exist, but we don't know any lore about them.
Right.
So it could be that.
This comic's pretty cool in the way that it shows you all the interactions and just, mm-hmm. like, subtle hints about character origins and just what they're about.
And random Genji, I guess. Yeah,
Genji.
I was like, is that Genji? He's got the shuriken, so he must be Genji.
He's got the head thing, and he's definitely mostly cyborg.
Yeah, it was just weird, because he didn't look like Genji.
Yeah.
It's weird.
He's old.
I also didn't realize Genji was an Overwatch operative.
I didn't either, until this.
Yeah, apparently he was.
That's not just me. I didn't want to say anything, because I didn't think it was obvious.
Maybe it is to other people who pay more attention.
Well.
And also in this comic, many times, weird Mercy face.
Yeah.
Drawn differently, but always weird. It's weird. I don't know why they couldn't get her face right.
Also, Reinhardt complaining that he's old.
Again. As he did. Still. As he do.
Yeah, he's been complaining he was old since before he was complaining he was old.
Yeah. The original hipster.
Yep.
Question mark.
And there, I like the part in the comic where Toblerone gives Tracer the cavalry line.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, looks like the cavalry's here. Sarcastically. The cavalry's here.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah. I hate it when the things do that. It's so dumb and, like, pandering, but...
I don't know. It was kind of funny.
I thought it was funny.
I thought it was pretty funny. Also, people are thinking maybe that outfit that Tracer was in with the little pilot's hat.
Yeah.
Might be a new costume coming. And personally, I want that Reinhardt.
I want the Torbjorn.
Torbjorn.
Oh, yeah.
One with a little baseball cap.
Yeah.
That was like,
he's pretty great.
What is with that?
Yeah. I really want that skin.
As everything else, we have that soldier skin.
Yeah.
That's the pre-order one? No.
Collector's edition? The collector's.
Collector's edition or, one.
Not collector's, but the
special
Overwatch edition.
Origin editions. Yeah. Mm. We have it. We have the Tracer in their training outfit one.
Yeah.
That's the one that came with Origins. We have that.
And we have that.
That Gabriel Reyes skin.
Reyes.
Which is the one that came with Origins Edition. Right. And I think we have that Anna skin too, don't we? Anna before she was old. Overwatch Anna.
I don't know.
Maybe I've just seen it so many times. Seen drawings of it so many times.
Yeah, because there's all that lead up.
Yeah.
Stuff.
With the comic.
Yeah. She was in comics a lot.
She was. I mean, I'm Googling. Google. Classic merch for Shrike. Ghoul. Tal. Captain Amari. Yeah, we have a Captain Amari. Apparently. It's a thing. It exists. I Googled it.
Good to know.
Ready to work.
Ready to work.
But yeah, this comic is absolutely worth reading. To see some good character interactions. Very interesting.
Yeah. I like Overwatch stuff.
I like Overwatch lore.
It's a pretty good little story series of stuff.
Yeah. Slightly, I mean, all together in one universe, but not really attached at all. Each webcomic is their own thing. Alright, let's move on to the other news.
Alright, the other news is the Mass Effect patch.
I was going to call it the big news, and I was like, yeah, maybe it's not really that big.
It's pretty big.
It's kind of big.
It's big to me. That's what matters.
Is it, though?
It is. So, Mass Effect patch 1.05.
Is a major patch for Andromeda.
Yes. There are many things. Many nice things.
Yep. That it changed? Improved?
I will just cherry pick some of these notes. Like increased inventory limits.
By a lot. So I would have liked to have not taken those cryopods now. Unless the cryopod, because there's cryopods that increase your inventory limit.
Yeah, I took those right away too.
I didn't. I took one. But I didn't really need it.
Well, I did.
I have not filled my inventory since the first time. I was like, oh, I should sell this fucking 35 pieces of salvage that I have.
I sell the salvage all the time. But
I never had an inventory problem.
I like to hoard these modifications because, you know, you never know what kind of cool combination you make.
I basically don't do crafting. I crafted my armor.
The crafting's real cool.
It's fine.
Single player balance changes. I don't know what that means.
That generally means they either upped or downed the difficulty.
Yeah.
Of certain encounters.
I have ammo crates, armor, weapons, attacks, and progression.
So it's balance in relation to ammo crates, armor, and whatever else you said?
Weapons, attacks, and progression.
That would be damage changes for weapons and attacks. Damage either increase or debuffs, more or less ammo crates. Progression would be more or less experience per encounter.
Like, I didn't have a problem with the game.
I didn't either. There are still some challenging encounters when they're just throwing enemies at you, but they're supposed to be challenging.
Yeah. So I don't know what those are for.
I don't know.
Similar balance changes in multiplayer. Improved matchmaking latency, standard patch note.
Hey, we're going to try and find people faster.
Added an option to skip autopilot sequences in the galaxy map.
Oh. Yeah, I noticed that.
Time saver.
I didn't realize that that was in that update. I just thought I missed it before. Now, yeah. I know what this is exactly. You know when you click one planet and it sort of turns your camera and then goes?
You go like through it.
Yeah, you can skip that.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's so much nicer.
Yeah.
Cannot skip landing and takeoff sequences yet.
When they were like talking about the game in development and they were like, it was so cool because you go through the galaxy in real time and you can see all the stuff, and they made it sound really cool.
I mean, yeah, it's cool at first.
Yeah.
But eventually I'm like, man, I've gone to Kedar 50 times and back to Vold and then up to Varl. I don't need to see it again. Just yep. get me to my goddamn planet so I can finish this one quest, go back to my ship, check my email, go back to another planet, land, get this one quest, go back to my ship, check my email.
They decreased the cost of remnant decryption keys and made them more accessible.
Remnant decryption. That's...
So you don't have to do the Sudoku.
Yeah. I have them. I don't think I've ever bought one. I have 5 or 6. I've just never used. Yeah. The only time I ever wanted to use one was when I couldn't, because it was an optional puzzle.
Oh.
That it only gave me 2 skill points, and it gave me... It was like 5x5, and it had three ones on the top and 2 on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it on a 5x5 grid. And I was like, eventually, I was like, I need to skip this. Oh, I can't skip this. Fuck it, I'm looking it up.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I haven't run into one that was an issue yet. So
no, they're challenging, but not super. Yeah. I don't think they're impossible. Most of them.
They're all doable, and some of them are a bit harder. But you know, it's still, it's a puzzle. It's like just Sudoku.
Yeah,
with pictures, symbols.
Symbol Sudoku.
Improved logic, timing, and continuity for relationships and story arcs.
I don't know what that means. Logic, timing, or continuity, for that matter.
I just assume it's like when conversations and stuff come up.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't think I've ever come up with a problem. Except that maybe recently, Drac... Well, I mean, Drac was pissed at me, but he pissed at me anyway, even though we already did a loyalty mission. Because, you know, Drac, Krogan's angry.
Krogan's, am I right?
It is funny, though, when you do, like... I did this couple of things further, so you get the codex, and then you do something that I guess is technically back in their story, so you get the codex paragraph first, and then the other one you had, and then in between those two codex paragraphs, you get what just happened.
Mm-hmm.
But it happens between paragraphs I already had, instead of just adding onto the bottom. It's weird.
There is improved lip sync and facial acting during some conversations, including localized VO. Voiceover.
So they added... them look, they look better when they're speaking not English.
Yeah.
That's what that says.
But still, it's only some. But I have noticed this in some scenes, like in the memory and another thing that I did on the ship just recently.
Sure.
I've noticed that there were better things. And they fixed the eyes.
Well, mostly, yeah.
Yeah. His big fix. They don't
look quite so bad. Yeah. Sometimes they still look a little dead.
Yeah, but the other important thing is they track better. They don't seem like they're just like staring off into space while they talk to you.
Yeah.
At least I haven't run into any issues with it yet.
Drax's
eyes
look the same.
Well, yeah, Krogan.
and Vetra is probably, because you can't see her goddamn eyes, she's got that stupid fucking visor. She's got that Google Glass going on.
Right. Fixed an issue with Ryder's movement running in a zigzag pattern. I've never run in a zigzag pattern.
Huh.
Fix various collision issues. This is huge because there were so many times where you just get stuck.
I don't remember ever getting stuck.
I get stuck all the time.
I just remember
in like random things.
I remember that sometimes I'm trying to charge at a guy and it's like, oh, he's obstructed. I was like, he's fucking standing in the open. He's just like half a foot up, and apparently he's obstructed. I wonder if that would be the same problem.
Probably.
Because that was annoying. Yeah. Especially when I count on my charge to refresh my shields. I need to charge sometimes. Sometimes it's the only way I stay alive, guys. It's just by diving deeper.
They fixed bugs where music in VO wouldn't play or wasn't correct.
I have heard I have had the music problem occasionally.
Yeah, me too. And I've had some voiceover issues where they... are playing or aren't playing when they should be.
I don't
after the fact.
I don't know if I've had that, but if I did, I would have just chalked up to the fact that my laptop's sound is fucked on its own. So.
Fixed an issue with global squadmate banter, sometimes not going. Fixed an issue where you were unable to access Remnant console after failing multiple times. That's rough.
That is rough. They fix any quest bugs? Because there's definitely a couple bug quests. There's at least one on Vold that I had bugged. If you finish the base before finishing the access, there core thing. You can't do the access their core. And there's one on Kadara that is a task that should be there, but never gets put in properly. Like, it's a weird bug that I don't really want to spoil for you, but
it doesn't say anything about it.
I haven't gone back to Vol to check, because I don't want to bother with it going all the way there and trying to get back to that fucking base and all that bullshit.
It fixed an issue where Ryder can become stuck at the start of a biotic charge pose.
That would actually be awesome. I'm just running around like half bent over.
Yeah. That'd be funny.
I did notice that he does look funny running. Because how humans run and you have to animate your legs separately.
Mm-hmm.
So that is probably why it looks so funny when all those animations pre the game launch about it was always them running up and down stairs.
Yeah.
Because they're bent, but they're also kind of, because you have to animate your legs separately, they're a little bit too wide. So when you add that to stairs, you suddenly look like you're crab walking. That's what the problem was there. I've done a lot of running around the fucking Nexus.
Yeah, that so Nexus.
I've noticed.
And they made, what was it, Addison?
Addison.
Yeah, they made Addison look so much better.
Yep, she's still a bitch, but she doesn't look so terrible.
Stupid. It's such a dumb character design. I don't know how
it really was.
Well,
they don't have any mirrors on the Nexus. Mirror makers are still in cryo.
Yeah, they're all in cryo. And people who know how to work makeup.
Yeah.
I hated that. It's so dumb.
They changed the Andromeda uniforms. At least Cora's and Liam's casual uniforms on your ship. They have blue sleeves and shit. And shoulders.
It's different. So this and more.
Yeah, it's a major patch.
It was pretty good, because I gave Mass Effect to Jonathan for his birthday, and he got to experience it all in the post-patch world.
Good, he didn't see Ugly Addison.
Yeah.
Did you give it to him on the PC, or?
PC, yeah.
Nice.
Naturally.
Natch. Well, you know, Liz has it on PlayStation, probably because, you know, so Andy can play it later, and they don't have to buy it twice,
yeah,
I assume.
That is why.
And
plus, she always associated with a couch game, and she's played them all on PlayStation leading up to now.
I did start on PlayStation, but then I also bought 1, 2. I started with 3, which might be why I didn't have the big problem with 3 everybody else did. And I went back to 1 and 2 on PC, and then I bought 3 on PC. And now I've got Andromeda.
I played them all on Xbox, and then I played them all again on PC.
I just asking for PC for multiplayer purposes, that's all.
I just like my PC.
But now we have a full squad on PC
for
multiplayer games.
You do.
And I'm a Krogan.
I'm not a Krogan yet. I still haven't got one.
Just have to play more.
Multiplayer?
Multiplayer so you can buy more blind boxes without spending real money.
Yep.
No, I got really lucky. I got that Krogan charge guy twice. So he got extra skill points for me on getting him twice.
Stupid.
A couple of blind boxes. I think I started with 5 blind boxes. For pre-ordering, I think I got 1 or 2, and for having Mass Effect 3, I got 2.
Yeah. I got a bunch too, but they didn't have anything good in them. I got more humans and an Asari.
The straight biotic?
Or yeah.
Yeah, I don't like straight biotics.
I don't either.
Alright. Anyway. Major patch for Mass Effect is good. They're fixing. Slowly but surely fixing.
Yay.
A game that I already felt had too much hate.
Yeah.
Probably because, I mean,
it was way too overhyped on hate.
Well, yes. People are also, it's Mass Effect, and so people probably had very high expectations, and the story and writing is good.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's bad. There are some lines I'm just like, oh, God, really? But, you know, it's not amazing like everybody wanted it to be. So that looks bad on it. And, also, people are just burnt out on open world games now, I think. It's everybody sort of is like, no, we don't need any more exploring this bullshit.
Because they drop so many good ones at once.
Yeah, no, it's been open world, open world, open world, open world, open world. And so people are just like, I can't do it anymore.
Just all good open worlds just now, too.
Yep. Fallout, there was one before Fallout 4. And Fallout 4, and then there was a couple others before Horizon and Zelda.
Horizon's really good.
And that's not even true open world.
Horizon?
Horizon. I mean, neither is Mass Effect. They're not true. They're gated open worlds. Like, they're going to direct you. You can't go here yet. Like, Zelda is a true open world. Like, okay, we're going to give you this intro and sort of idea of the plateau.
Yeah.
Okay, go. There is your world.
Horizon's not gated go. That much.
No, it's a little bit gated, but not too bad. Mass Effect is. Each planet is an open world, but there's only so many planets you can go to at a time.
Yeah. Yeah. Mass Effect's definitely more gated.
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on to our last seccione.
Our last segment. Play the bumper.
I don't have bumpers. Okay. I would probably have to record a different way if I wanted to use bumpers. Which I could. I'm thinking of experimenting in different ways.
Can you press like a button on your...
No. That's not...
Dials and switches?
This is not the... No.
Sliders?
Nope. I could turn your volume down like that. Nobody else got that sound, that sad noise, because your volume was down. Sucker. Anyway, that's comics and books here. Let there be bullets. So I'm sure this has happened before, but I haven't heard about it, so now I'm going to talk about it, because who doesn't want Punisher versus Deadpool?
I like Deadpool everything.
This is... So this should be out later this week, I believe. Issue number 1 of 5. Miniseries of Deadpool versus the Punisher. Where they have, basically, they, quote, find themselves in a disagreement over the criminal known as the Bank. So now they're going to fight.
Yay.
The two preeminent, crazy, gun-toting, really good at shooting people in the face Marvel characters.
Yeah. Mostly hero.
I mean, I guess. Kind of.
Yeah.
So it's going to be written, it's written by Fred Van Lent with art by Pere Perez. I guess is how you pronounce that guy's name. Looks pretty good. Art-wise.
Yeah, I think it's good. I just want to know what Deadpool's motive is here.
I don't know, he's probably getting paid to bring the guy in alive or something. And the Punisher probably wants to kill him.
Yeah, because Punisher.
Yeah, that's how I would write it. Deadpool's a merc, so he wants to keep this guy alive because he's getting paid to.
Yeah, that's fair.
The Punisher wants to kill him because the guy's a criminal.
Yep.
I mean, it's basic, but hey, why not? Also, I love this first line in the blurb here. Frank Castle has an unstoppable will. Just makes me think of John Wick.
Yes. He's a man of focus. He's a
man of focus. And there was will, too, wasn't it?
Probably.
I can't remember.
Sheer will.
Sheer will, yeah. Focus. Sheer will. I love John Wick. I'm going to go watch it again.
Yeah. That's going to be coming out soon on Blu-ray, yeah?
Maybe. Something came out. Oh, Rogue One came out recently.
Yeah, I got that. It came out this week.
Tuesday. I know one of my friends bought it and watched it because he didn't actually see it in theaters.
Oh, that's weird.
And he's like, man, this is actually legitimately a really good movie, even if you don't like Star Wars. It's just a well-made movie.
I got the sweet Best Buy steel book.
Nice.
It's real good. It's got the Dark Troopers on the front.
They're
and then
they're supposed to be coming out with Fifth Element in 4K, I want to say, sometime next. No, this year. Later this year.
Hmm.
I think. They're also doing... I was going to put it on news, but it disappointed me, because they're doing in certain theaters in the States.
Yeah.
They're showing the new version of... Like an up-res, basically, version of Fifth Element.
Fifth Element?
It's a Fathom here? Event, but it's not in Canada.
That sucks.
I know. I was like, but I want to go see it.
I want that. I want this in my country.
I really tried to find, but no. You go to fathomevents.com, and it's all in the States.
That's
I'm stupid. Like, maybe I could go to New York just to watch The Fifth Element, you know, theater.
John Wick Chapter 2 Blu-ray release is June 13th.
Oh, and that's not as close as I would have expected it.
No. Or wanted. I wanted what much closer than that.
Anyway.
Anyhuber, we are talking about the comic books.
Yes. Well, the John Wick comic book is a thing that's happening at some point. I forget the date on that, too.
I don't remember.
But anyway.
I'm hoping that the viewers did indeed mark their day planner.
So
refer to that.
And you can tell us.
Yeah.
So as I said. Because
we don't have day planners.
The Deadpool vs. the Punisher issue 1 will be coming out this week. probably with one a month after that, because that's generally how it works for comics.
Until it gets to a trade.
Yep. So, last but certainly not least, don't slip on that Star Wars case.
I like Star Wars.
Because Marvel is releasing a massive slipcase collection.
What's a slipcase?
It's fancy box with fancy cases.
Box?
It's got a fancy box with fancy cases for all the adaptations, plus a special prelude to Force Awakens, and the first collection of the new Star Wars comic series and Darth Vader debut volume, all in one fancy-ass box with fancy-ass cases. What? If you happen to have $300 in Canadian.
Yes.
Because it's 278 American. It is available on Amazon.ca for $348-some-odd.
It's currently saved $71, 21%. It's probably a pre-order bonus.
That's on Amazon.com, though.
Yeah. But if you get it on .com, you have to just pay shipping. It might actually be cheaper to get it on .com.
Might not ship to Canada.
It might not.
A lot of things don't.
This one does.
Oh, does it?
It says this item ships too. If you're logged in, it'll tell you on the actual.
I think I'm logged in because apparently I have two things. Oh, yeah, I'm logged in. Wait, did it say it'll ship to? I don't know. Oh, just like the shipping address. Like that. Interesting. Could be. Although, it's $278 American.
Yes.
Which is going to translate to $300-some-odd Canadian anyway. Yeah. Probably the same price.
Well, it might not be. If I can find it on Amazon.ca, I'll let you know.
Literally, just search Star Wars slipcase.
I did. It gave me pillows.
What? I searched it earlier today. Now, I searched it earlier today.
There we go. It is $365.
I thought it was 40-something.
$365. It is also 12%.
Yeah, I don't know how...
Savings.
Did you put a space between slip and case?
I did.
That's your problem. It's one word.
I didn't know it was one word.
Well, looking at it on Amazon.com, goddammit.
Doesn't mean I was reading
it. Just fucking Google it. Or not Google it, copy-paste it.
I did. That's how I found it.
Terrible person. Anyway.
Yeah, $365 free shipping. But you look at $365 free shipping, and you compare that to the $275 bumped up to $300. That's 65 difference.
Probably more than 300.
Well, yeah. Okay, let's look at the conversion. USD.
Plus the cost of shipping, whatever it's going to cost, it might be the same. Also, I don't know that anybody listening right now wants to hear us continue to try and figure out if it would be cheaper to spend way too much money on Star Wars comics in American or Canadian dollars.
It's important. This deal finding 101.
Know the conversion rates.
Yeah.
Deal finding 101.
Yeah. Conversion rates and shipping.
Also, I'm reminded that they're making a Garden of the Wills comic. I want that.
Me too. It's also a book.
Hmm. And Inferno Squad?
Yeah, Inferno Squad. And sticking it to the terrorists.
Star Wars books coming out, man.
Yeah, lots of Star Wars books.
Canon.
Audiobooks
canon
and stuff.
Canon Star Wars books.
Canon Jarrus.
Canon Jarrus.
That was a good joke.
It was a terrible joke.
Pat myself on the back for that one.
Anyway. So, you can do your own research and conversion if you want to spend too much money on Star Wars comics, because they're fancy editions.
I mean, I don't own any right now. Either and if I. you look at the cost-benefit breakdown of buying each of the comics individually.
You're just trying to justify spending $300 on Star Wars comics.
I don't know if I could. But it would be better to do it this way and do a pre-order.
It probably would be, but
what?
You don't have that kind of money free, no. I'm sure, at any given time.
Anyone need a website?
Like a website. Lot of websites?
Yeah. Build you a nice website for comics. We'll work for comics.
We'll work for Star Wars comics. It's like we were talking about at the... I don't remember how... At King's Buffet yesterday, I don't remember how he got up to it, but... We're talking about getting paid in bacon. Talking when somebody's doing salary negotiations for their new job. Mm-hmm. You know, people say bring home the bacon. I want that literally. You pay me in strips of bacon. I don't know how that came up, but that was a thing that we said.
That's a good contract negotiation.
Anyway. So that's all we have for this week. You can find us on Twitter. I am at Dud75.
I'm at DUP3.
And the show is at Gweekly News, GWEEKLYNEWS. Our website is gweeklynews.com, where we have all these lovely show notes with our links to, what did we get, a trailer today, the patch notes. I'm going to leave that link up to the patch notes from the BioWare blog, yeah?
Yep.
The Overwatch comic.
Yep.
The NewYorkBulletin.com.
Yep, so you can see that sweet ad.
For Chikara Dojo?
For the dojo.
Oh man, that ad is the best part of that website, because yeah, it looks exactly what I would expect an ad that she ran to make. To look, it looks like cheap as fuck.
Yeah, but it's still like got the GIF and oh man.
Yeah, so no, good. It looks like a cheap as fuck internet ad. It's perfect.
Just look at it for that.
Yeah, if nothing else. And you can email us if you want to talk to us and tell us the dates of John Wick comics or whatever the hell we were talking about today. Yeah. Email us at feedback@gweeklynews.com. Or if you don't like email or Twitter, we have Facebook. Facebook.com/gweeklynews. And we have a Discord server where you could talk to us both in chat, or both by text in chat and by voice in chat. And you can find the link on our Facebook, on our Twitter, and on our website to join our Discord server.
Yay.
Which actually is one of the things I'm looking into recording. There's a bot called Craig who records in Discord, and apparently it's really well done because they record each person as a different track.
Yeah.
Which is really nice, but I haven't actually gotten around to experimenting with it yet.
Interesting.
Just like OBS, I haven't actually gotten around to experimenting with it yet, even though I mean to.
We'll get there.
Eventually.
Baby steps.
So it's on me just taking the time to do, seeing if it'll work or not.
Time is hard.
Anyway, and if you are an iTunes user, we would really prefer, or really prefer, really like a, I mean, we'd prefer it too, a rating and review.
Yeah.
You know, all that good stuff helps us get better and maybe helps people see that we exist, and constructive criticism is nice. I know we're not perfect, and there's always stuff we can improve.
Like, yep.
Like, I probably needed to move to my mic or not look at my computer as much, because every time I'm looking this way, I can hear that I'm sounding much better this way.
Yeah.
So that's a me. That's a me problem this week.
Dang it, Simon.
Anyway, as I said, that's all we have for this week. Thank you for putting up with our shit. And maybe we'll see you next time.
Enjoy your Winston Churchill National Day.
Was it Winston Churchill Day?
Yeah, I knew today it was, National Winston Churchill Day.
It's also the anniversary of Vimy Ridge, which yes, is what I was going to say at the beginning.
Which is more important than Winston Churchill Day.
At least here in Canada.
Because National Winston Churchill Day is an American day where he's American recognized day, because he is the second person to become an honorary American.
Who was the first?
I don't know. Wait. I also don't care. Winston Churchill is the second person to become an honorary American.
That's a weird thing.
Did you know that when he went...
This is going to be the longest. I think I might cut this out and put it after our end theme.
When he would visit...
America?
America during the Prohibition, he would be prescribed...
Alcohol?
Alcohol. So he can get around that.
I did hear about that before. Yes. I don't know it off the top of my head, but yes.
There I've are many, that, many Churchill facts.
Also, he... Never smoked, or he rarely smoked a full cigar.
Right.
Because he always wanted a, because he knew it was part of his image.
Yeah.
So he always, just before he got out of his cars or whatever, the new press, he got a new cigar out.
Yeah. He was a very smart
something
guy.
Something else. Oh, he knew image.
Yeah. He knew image, he knew branding, he knew marketing. He was a marketer politician.
That's a fact.
But he was also smart.
Yep. All right. So this is definitely, this is really, this is like a solid 2 minutes. So
welcome to the Winston Churchill cast.
Definitely going after the end theme. Yeah.